Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio program. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, our morning worship service at 10:45, and then Sunday night at 6 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can be seen on the local TV station, Channel 6, at 8 p.m. on the second and fourth Thursday night. We're just an old-fashioned, Bible-believing Baptist church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer. Amen. What a beautiful day. I trust this morning that you're up rejoicing in the Lord this morning. I know that your troubles may be real, and pains and aches and problems and struggles and battles. I know we all got all of those, but I'm glad we can look up and know that our redemption is drawing nigh. I know the Lord's still in control, in charge of all things, and everything's working out just the way He wants them to. And we can't be depressed because Bible prophecy is being fulfilled in our time, in our generation. And I know times are going to be rough and they're going to get darker. But I'll tell you, I know that the Lord is getting ready to snatch us out of here. I'm looking for the trumpet to sound and the saints to leave out. And I tell you, that's our hope in this world. And it makes me realize each and every day this world's not my home anymore. So I'm glad this morning to be a child of God, to be saved by the grace of God, to know everything is well between you and heaven this morning. And so, but until He does call us out, we've got a commission to fulfill. We've got a duty and obligation, and thank God, just a joy and a journey to serve the Lord this morning. Remember these on our prayer list today, and we trust that you'll pray for them. And of course, we'd like to also invite you to come to our services. We're just having Sunday morning and Sunday night services beginning at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning for Sunday school. We just have a general auditorium Sunday school. We're not going to the classroom, but I would like to invite you to come at 10:45. Our service begins on Sunday morning, then 5 o'clock on Sunday evening. And so we're trying to do all that we can to mitigate here in the pandemic. We're disinfecting the church before services and checking temperatures and wearing masks. And we've got pews marked off for distancing. And so we're doing the best we can, but we still need to come to church. Man, it's just a privilege to come and to worship God, to fellowship with the saints of God, even if we just have to wave at one another. And I tell you, just escape the rudiments of this world for just a little while to sit in heavenly places. And so we'd like to invite you to come. Brother Dwayne Moore will be here with us in both services this today and tonight. And so we'd like to invite you to come and to hear Brother Dwayne Moore and to be with him and his family. And, of course, here also we got these on our prayer list, Member Cecil Parris and Jesse Robinson, Glenda Henderson, also Beth and Scotty Quinn, and Member Edna Owens. Keep praying for Mickey Skates and Dugan Brown. Member Kenneth Walling this morning. Member also Gary Sims, Wayne and Shirley Forbes. Member Larry Ware, special prayer request for him. Also for Tommy Pledger and also Steve Burns that had some surgery this week. So remember all these in prayer. Member, of course, Howard and Helen Olam, Bob and Linda Schaefer. Member Zula Ellis and also Bessie Hawkins this morning in your prayers that God would undertake for all their needs this morning. And I hope this song will be a blessing to you. It's the Christmas season, so I tell you, we're to get in the spirit of it and just to be reminded that our Savior came, thank God, and was born in this world, took on a robe of flesh to walk among us and then to die in our place. And so I'm glad, thank God, that He did on the cross. I'm glad that He rose the third day. I'm glad He sits in heaven making intercession for us. I'm glad He's coming again. So thank God this morning for Jesus.
To certain poor shepherds in fields they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so
Amen. Let me read a few verses this morning found in the Gospel of Luke, this morning, chapter number 2. And we'll begin reading about verse number 7 this morning. And the Bible said, "And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the fields, and the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Our Heavenly Father, now, God, as we come before you this morning, And we thank you, God, such a wonderful and beautiful day this morning, God. And I thank you, Lord, for this season, God, for this time of year that we celebrate and we honor this morning. You sending your Son into this world. And our Father, we do thank you this morning for the very breath of life, for the privilege, Lord, to gather in your house and round your table, to open your word, to feel your presence. God, this morning I thank you for your promise, Lord, one day receiving us unto yourself, that we may be with you forever. And I do pray this morning, God, that you'd bless those this morning. We made mention of the sick this morning, God, and those in the nursing home, the hospitals this morning, God, recovering from surgery. And God, we pray for those this morning, God, that are taking treatments this week, God, and Lord, that they must face the surgery. We pray, Lord, you'd be with them and give them peace of mind. Lord, let them know this morning that everything and all things are in your power and in your hands this morning. I do pray that wherever your people are gathered together this morning, you'd be in the midst. May the Holy Ghost of God have free course and liberty this morning, God, to move and bring someone to the saving knowledge of Christ. May your name be exalted this morning above measure. I pray you'd stir our hearts and our lives. And Lord, we'll thank you and praise you for every blessing you bestowed upon us, every need that you've supplied, and Lord, every prayer that you've answered this morning. How good and wonderful that you are this morning. For all of this we ask in the lovely name of Jesus. Amen this morning and amen. The Bible said here beginning in verse number 10 and down through verse number 14 this morning concerning the first Noel. The first Noel of this morning. I realize this being the first Sunday in December, this is the season or the time that we celebrate Christmas. Amen. Dear friend, today, and I realize that a Christmas has an effect upon almost everyone this morning. It brings out something different in all of us. Most of the time, it doesn't last till the first of the year, but and some folks, it inspires them to love just a little bit more, have more compassion. They have a greater desire to give this morning. I've heard of stories of Scrooges and Grinches that turn at this time of year, how their hearts warmed up. How for others it brings memories of sadness and anxieties and even loneliness this time. It seems like some folks get burdened. Dear friends, some folks just can't seem to get in the Christmas spirit. But may I remind you this morning that Christmas is not about you and it's not about me this morning. Neither is it about the gatherings of our families, the parties and the presents, the trees and the decorations. It's not about food and family. Thank God there is one reason for the season, and His name is the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. Dear friend, it has been our custom and our tradition this morning to honor Him today upon Christmas, December the 25th. Amen. Now I'll tell you, I'm not going to let commercialism, I'm not going to let this modernism steal my thunder this time of year. I know all the hustle and bustle at Christmas time. Commercials running all the time about buying more Christmas. And brother, you can't buy Christmas this morning. Amen. Dear friend, we've got those on the news that are protesting anything to do with the manger and anything to do with Merry Christmas. Dear friend, anything to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm not going to let them spoil my spirit. Amen. Neither am I going to let those historians that say, well, Jesus was not born in December. He wasn't born in the wintertime. Dear friend, I'm going to tell you, dear friend, I may not know the exact date in which Jesus Christ was born in this world, but what I do know is that sometime between January and December, God of heaven sent His Son into this world to be incarnated in flesh, to dwell among us and die for us. Dear friend, now if you're not going to celebrate on December 25th, then when are you going to celebrate the day that Jesus Christ came into the world? Amen. Don't
argue with me, brother. You ain't going to get anywhere. Thank God. I know they say, well, it's just a pagan holiday, and it's this or that, but I'm telling you, brother, take away all the lights and the trees and the trimmings, have the bowls and boxes, and you still can't take away the fact that God sent His Son in the world, born of a virgin. Thank God, laid in a manger, and heaven opened up and came down and sang praises unto Him. Glory to God in the woo, hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. Dear friend, I know what some say. Jeremiah chapter 10. I said you're not supposed to have a Christmas tree. Brother, how spiritually and scripturally ignorant can you be? Amen. Brother, I'm telling you, it don't matter if it's a Christmas tree or if it's a statue. Dear friend, you're not supposed to worship trees. Amen. So quit hugging them. Amen. Dear friend, listen. Anything can be an idol. Dear friend, I'm going to decorate. I'm going to celebrate. And if you don't like it, crawl back in the hole that you crawled out of this morning. Amen. I'm going to celebrate my Savior's birth in this world. Because if it wasn't for Him, brother, we'd have no hope in this world. Amen. Thank God. I realize, brother, if it wasn't for Easter, dear friend, there wouldn't been no need of Christmas. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, if it wasn't for Christmas, there wouldn't be an Easter. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, for both. And He came and He died. And thank God He's coming again. I'm going to rejoice this morning. But I want you to notice some things about this first Noel. Amen. The word Noel simply means Christmas carol. Amen. It is declaring the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ and His coming into this world. It is my favorite Christmas carol this morning. Dear friend, it is a hymn that ought to be sang all year round. Amen. Not just one time a year. Dear friend, notice some things about this. Where the Bible said, the angel said, fear not. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, and is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You'll find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. And on earth peace and goodwill toward men. Let's notice first of all the message of the first Noel. Every song ought to have a message. Amen. I just don't understand this. Hooping and hollering. Dear friend, screaming and shouting. Dear friend, all this whining music. Dear friend, if it don't have a message, it ought to say something. It ought to be clear. It ought not just to be a subliminal message. I ought not have to read between the lines. It ought not be a parody. Dear friend, ought not to say one thing and mean another. Dear friend, but a true song. And the first Noel had a clear message to you and I this morning. Amen. I say the message was peaceful. Amen. The angel said the first thing, fear not. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, every time Jesus come in the room, He said, fear not, peace be unto you. Amen. Dear friend, the Lord is always wanting to calm our fears. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, dear friend, over 100 times, dear friend, in the Word of God, have that little phrase, fear not. Amen. It's not God's design, dear friend, for us to, dear friend, be in bondage of fear. The Bible said that fear has torment. Dear friend, but true peace, it'll flee. Dear friend, this old troublesome world, dear friend, will fade. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, dear dear friend, peace on earth, amen. I'm glad the only one that can bring peace to the earth and the only one can bring peace to our hearts is the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ. I bless His holy name. I'm glad when His presence comes upon the scene, there's just a solemn peace, a solace to come over us, that brings a peace that passes understanding, a peace that flows like a river. I thank God this morning in this troublesome world that's coming apart by the seams, in this economy that's like a roller coaster up and down, in this hour and this day that are so uncertain. I'm glad there's a message of peace. Oh, hallelujah. Dear friend, this morning, there's peace in troublesome times. I thank God the first Noel came with a message of peace, but also notice it was a positive message. The angel said, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Amen. I thank God this morning I'm not singing the blues. I've not got no sad song to sing. I'm not crying in my beer. I'm not depressed. Dear friend, this morning, I thank God there's good news from a far country. Amen. I've heard from another world. There's something better. There's more higher ground this morning. Amen. Child of God, look up and know that your redemption's drawing nigh. Amen. Lift up your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord this morning. There's good news. Dear friend, there's good tidings of great joy. The Lord always brings good news. Dear friend, this morning, if you're discouraged and defeated, thank God there's a message of hope, a message of peace. Dear friend, this morning, there's an anchor for your soul. There's something to hold on to. Thank God there's an unseen hand that's moving and upholding us. Dear friend, I'm glad it was a positive message this morning. And then I also noticed the people that the message was sent to. I'm glad the Bible said, dear friend, then verse number 10, which shall be to all people. Amen. Regardless of color or creed, regardless of nationality, I am glad this morning that God's not a respecter of persons. Dear friend, I'm glad His message is universal unto all men this morning. That anyone and whosoever, thank God, I can come this morning. This message is for you. Amen. Don't turn away. Don't walk off this morning. This message is for you. Amen. Every person can sing the first Noel. Amen. I thank God this morning. There ain't ever a song that everybody can sing. And everybody can sing the first Noel. If you've got Jesus in your heart, dear friend, this song is for you this morning. It is a song of peace. It is a positive song to all people. I thank God this message is delivered and didn't leave anybody out. Amen. Dear friend, but I want you to notice number two, and that is the meaning of the song. The message is what we sing, and the meaning is why we sing it. Amen. The reason behind it all. Amen. There's nothing wrong with traditions. There's nothing wrong with decorations. Dear friend, we ought to take every opportunity to explain the reason behind the season. Dear friend, this morning, amen. And I don't care what your family does, what they celebrate or how they celebrate it. But brother, I'll tell you one thing. Jesus ought to be the theme in every household, in every family. And we ought to explain to our children, dear friend, besides the presents and all the other traditions, that the reason why we celebrate is because that the Lord Jesus Christ was born into this world. I thank God this morning. Notice what the angel said concerning the purpose. He said, unto you is born this day in the city. city of David. I thank God, a babe. It man, a Savior. I dear friend, this morning, that's the purpose, is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. To be incarnated in a robe of flesh coming down from heaven. To walk among men. He's more than just a manger. Dear friend, he's the beginning of life. Amen. Dear friend, he's the open door of salvation unto all men. That's where lambs are born, in a stable. Oh, hallelujah. The darling Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the world, came into this world. Dear friend, that Christmas morning, whatever the date may have been on the calendar, thank God it was a day that the world celebrates a Savior coming into it. Dear friend, it is a personal message. The angel said, this shall be a sign unto you. Amen. We sing Amazing Grace. I realize that each line may mean something different to everyone. Through the many toils and snares, and how we were blind, but now we see. And oh, how that grace appeared unto us this morning. Dear friend, but I'm glad the theme of it all, I'm the center of attention, is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friend, and then notice, dear friend, the Bible said they found the babe. Dear friend, and made, dear friend, this morning known abroad. Amen. They come back telling the story of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friend, the remainder of this chapter tells about how they went back into the countryside, how they went back in the cities, proclaiming, dear friend, the good news, and letting it be known unto all men, the things that they had seen. And brother, that ought to be our attitude this morning. That ought to be our desire this morning, is to spread the gospel and to tell the story, dear friend, of our encounter of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he done for us and the effect he had on us. Oh, hallelujah. We ought to have that burning desire to tell and to sing the first Noel. We find the message, we find the meaning, and then also notice the motivation. Amen. Christmas, dear friend, the spirit of Christmas ought to be every day in our heart. Amen. I'm not talking about some Charles Dickens novel. Brother, I'm talking about what God instilled in you the day he saved you. Dear friend, the day you realize, dear friend, can you remember the first Christmas you celebrated after you got saved and realize, brother, I realize it wasn't about what you put in a box and put under a tree. It wasn't what you hung on the door and around the doorpost. Thank God it was all about him. Thank God this morning. Dear friend, notice that it produced praise. The Bible said they cried glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. The Bible said man's chief end is to glorify God. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, listen now, more than singing, more than preaching, and even more than soul winning, brother, we ought to glorify God first and foremost in our lives. Exalt his wonderful name, and then I give praise unto him. I notice that it proclaims peace on earth. Amen. Brother, they can sign all the treaties they want to. It'll never bring peace. They can send all the ambassadors and representatives and negotiators. Dear friend, it'll never bring peace. Amen. There's only one that'll bring peace, and that is when the Prince of Peace comes. He said, my peace I'm going to leave with you. Not as the world knows it. The world thinks you have to negotiate it. The world thinks you have to sign a peace treaty. The world thinks you have to put up walls and bars how to have peace, but thank God, I can have peace in my heart because of Christmas. Amen. And then notice the promises of prosperity. He said goodwill toward men. Amen. He didn't say he'd make you rich, dear friend, on the outside materially, but thank God on the inside spiritually. Thank God I exceed all the wealth of this world, have the daily benefits and blessings that he's wrought in my family, have the needs he's supplied, the things he's worked to my good, and the prayers that he's answered. Oh, bless his holy name. What can you spend at cast time of Christmas that'll mean the most to those around you? Dear friend, it doesn't come in a dollar sign, but I'm going to tell you this. What you can spend this Christmas that'll mean the most to your family is to love them and spend time with them. Amen. Dear friend, may the Lord richly bless you this morning. Amen.